Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everybody, my name's Jo Stanford and I'm the Midland Support Hub Coordinator for Overcome, the National UK Ovarian Cancer Support Charity. I'm joined today by Richard, who's one of our trustees, who's going to tell us a little bit about his experience both with ovarian cancer and with the charity Overcome. But before we start, just to introduce ourselves.
I'm Richard Riley. I'm an ambassador and a trustee for Overcome, and I live in Worcestershire.
I've got shoulder-length brown hair with a full fringe and big black glasses, and I've got a pink jumper on today.
Well, I've got no hair. I do have glasses, and I've got a check shirt on.
I suppose what would be really helpful to know, Richard, is how you became involved with Overcome and maybe a little bit about your story.
Okay, well, we go back to October 2013. Maxine was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in September 2013. The surgeons were absolutely fabulous. We met two fantastic oncology consultants who took on Maxine's care and became friends. I was signposted to Overcome, and it was suggested that I contact Overcome because they may be able to support the patients in particular, because that's how I became a patient voice, really. And so I knew nothing about Overcome at all. I phoned and spoke to a receptionist, and that's where the relationship started. And again, the Overcome team, they became friends and came up to host one or two small events in Birmingham. And I know that my wife and Victoria Clare, the chief exec, had a conversation about the fact that Overcome was very London-centric. And Victoria gave lots of reasons why that had to be. And my wife said, they're all excuses, you can do it. And here we are now. So all the way along the line, the whole team has been very supportive, very encouraging. And I've just been more than happy to do anything that I can to support the team and basically also to support the community. Oh, I think one of the interesting things is that when Maxine was first diagnosed, she was poorly for a while. It was put down possibly to irritable bowel syndrome. Nobody mentioned ovarian cancer until probably, I mean, she felt poorly for quite a while, was living with it. Eventually she went to the GP. GP was a little bit concerned, sent her for a scan. And that the same day that she had the scan, we got a phone call saying, we need to see you. We go in to see another GP who said, I don't like to say this, but you've got two very large tumours on your ovaries. That was the first we knew. And so there's two ways to look at it. You can either be devastated by the news, or you can think, right, okay, what can we do about it? And we put our trust in that GP. When we met the consultants and the surgeons, we put our trust in them. It was very much about being as normal as possible, enjoying life, taking a day at a time, and just enjoying as much as we could. The great thing was that we met some wonderful people, some of whom were patients. The staff that looked after us were just incredible. And if somebody identifies something that I can do to support Overcome, then I'll do it, because Overcome was there for us. So I've got to do my bit.
And you definitely do your bit, Richard. You do more than your bit. So
I try. Stops me getting into trouble anyway.
Thank you so much, Richard. It's really helpful to hear about your experiences and why you're so passionate about helping the charity. So who are Overcome? Overcome is the National UK Ovarian Cancer Charity focused on providing support and information to anyone affected by ovarian cancer. This includes people who have either been diagnosed with the disease or think that it might be at risk, but also their friends and family and healthcare professionals too. We have over 4,000 members, and each year we support around 18,000 people. We provide a range of support services, including a telephone support line, as well as email and instant chat support, a 24-hour online forum, regional support and information events, an online programme of support groups and webinars, expert information booklets on ovarian cancer to support people through treatment and beyond, and we also help educate medical professionals through our Survivors Teaching Students programme. Overcome campaigns to help everyone recognise the signs and symptoms of ovarian cancer and for high quality care and treatment to be available to all. One of the main things I'd like to make sure you know today is a way to remember the most common symptoms of ovarian cancer. And to do this, I want you to remember the word BEAT, B-E-A-T. The B stands for bloating. And when we say bloating, we mean persistent bloating that doesn't come and go. The E stands for eating. So if you're having difficulty eating and feeling full quickly. The A stands for abdominal and pelvic pain. And the T stands for toileting, so changes in urination or bowel habits. Other symptoms can also include extreme tiredness or fatigue, vaginal bleeding, and weight loss. But really any symptom that's new to you and is persistent, please go and get checked out. Also, please remember that cervical screening or the smear test doesn't screen for ovarian cancer. We currently have several local support groups and we're currently in the process of setting up more groups. If you have a suggestion of where we should run a group next, please do get in touch with us. If you'd like to find out more about our work or to access our webinars and podcasts about ovarian cancer research, treatment and living with the disease, you can head to overcome.org.uk. That's OVACOME.org.uk. Our support services are available from Monday to Friday from 10 until 5, and you can call us on 0800 008 7054, either to ask us questions or just to have a chat with our lovely team. You can also email us on support@overcome.org.uk.